Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bamitzia, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tesen Yod. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fan Yerzivik Hagun B'Karav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us Eil Dvarim She'ein Lehem Ayna. The following things do not have an Israel Ayna. It doesn't make a difference how much was charged for them. There's no problems of Ayna. Ha'avadim, slaves, Vashtarais, a person selling a shtar, a document. They're specifically talking about a loan document. For example, Reuven owes Shimon $100. Shimon's not interested in trying to collect that debt, so he sells that shtar to Levi. It could be sold for any amount of money, Vakarkais, and land, Vagdeshais, and Hektish. For example, somebody's redeeming something from Hektish, or he has an animal that he was Makdish as a carbon and it got a mum and he's selling it to somebody else. All these things don't have an Isra Vayna. It doesn't make a difference in how much was charged. And this is all based off Joshua's and Psukim. Now, once we mention these things, the mission continues. Elam Tishlame Kefel. There's no issue of Kefel. If this thing was stolen, the Ganav does not have to pay double. Vlad Tishlame Abrava Chamisha. If this was an animal and the Ganav stole it and then subsequently shechted it or sold it, he does not have to pay four or five. And this is also based off Joshua and Pasuk. Shemer Chinam Ein Nishba. If there's a Shemer Chinam, a person who's watching it for free and it got stolen or lost, he does not have to swear about that. We know Shemer Chinam is Pater if the thing got stolen or lost, but he does have to swear. He has to make a Shvua that it got stolen or lost. In these situations, watching one of these things, if it got stolen or lost, he does not have to swear. And Venoise Sachar, a paid watchman that usually would be Chayiv if it got stolen or lost, and Mishalim, he doesn't have to pay. And this is all based off Joshua and Psukim. Reb Shimon Omer, he argues that it really depends when we're talking about Kachim. Kachim Shu Chayiv Achriuson, if it's Kachim that he's responsible for. For example, he said, Hare Olai Oila, I take upon myself to bring carbon oil, and then he designated an animal as a carbon. But if something happens to that animal, he has to designate a different animal. So that's called chayv bachriyuson. He's chayv. He's responsible for it. Yesh lo mayna, then there is an issue of mayna, because even though it has a din of hektish, since he's responsible, he has a chayv for it. To some extent, it is considered his, and therefore there would be an isra of mayna. Whereas v'she'en chayv bachriyuson, if he's not responsible for it, for example, he said haray zu oila, this animal here is oila, and in that case, if something happens to it, he does not have to designate a new one. Ein la mayna, then in that case, there's no mayna. Lastly, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Huda tells us, if a person sells a Sefer Torah, behemo margolis, an animal or precious gem, ain lem ayna, none of these things have ayna, and that's because a Sefer Torah, well, it's a Sefer Torah, so it's priceless, it doesn't have value to it, and behemo margolis is because a person wants to pair them up. He has a nice strong ox that he uses for plowing, he wants to have another nice strong ox to pair with it, he doesn't want to have a Nebuch weak ox, or he has a nice pearl, and he finds another beautiful pearl that matches it, so he's willing to pay any price for these things, and therefore there's no ayna. However, Amrulay the Chum told him, only these things, meaning the ones mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, those don't have Aina, but these things that you mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda, they do have a problem of Aina. And moving on to Mishnah Yod, the same way there's an issue of Aina with buying and selling, there's also an issue of Aina with Dvarim. We all know growing up as kids, we were taught there's something called Aina's Dvarim. You're not allowed to pester, harass, or bother somebody with your words. Now, what does this mean? So Mishnah clarifies, here we have an owner of a store, so a guy is not allowed to walk into the store and ask him, how much is this thing that you're selling? But he doesn't want to buy it. You can't just go into a store and start asking for the price of different items if you have absolutely no intention to buy them. That's called Einaz Dvarim. And Imhaya Baal Tshuva, let's say we have a fellow who's a Baal Tshuva, he used to do Averis, and he fixed up his ways, he changed his ways, he became a Baal Tshuva. Lo Yomer, one's not allowed to tell him, Zachar Masecha Rishonim, remember your old ways. Remember you used to do this and that and that and this. That's called Einaz Dvarim. And this goes so far even to the following case. Imhu ben Gerim, if this fellow is the son of Gerim, he's not a Ger himself. His father, maybe grandfather's a ger, lo yomer lo, one is not allowed to tell him, zechor ma'aseh avecha, remember the deeds of your forefathers, remember your grandfather, he was a ger, he wasn't Jewish once upon a time, that's also aser. Shenamar, because the pasuk says, v'ger lo yisayonim v'lo yisachatzanu, don't harass him or press him, and so here we see there's also something called oinas dvarim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.